Hello, everyone. It's Dana here with the Hemlane Hustle. I am so excited to introduce our guest today, Jay Helms with W2 Capitalist. So a little bit of background before we get started. I met Jay, I think it was, 2.5 years ago?
Has it been that long?
It could be, maybe 2 years, but somewhere around there. And we both obviously share a passion for real estate, helping others get into real estate and manage it successfully. And also, I think from a personal perspective, admire what you've built also for your family. It's kind of this really what every real estate investor aspires to be, of having that work-life balance, strong family. So I want to just kick it off and get started and go way back in history. So you met your wife, correct me if I'm wrong, on a reality TV show. Is that correct?
I did. That's usually the most interesting thing about me. Like, everything else just seems pretty mediocre, but that is one thing. It was back in 2008. We spent 6 or 7 weeks in Costa Rica, and our very first time met was at the Atlanta airport when we were getting on a flight to go to Costa Rica. And her parents had dropped her off. And this was and the last thing her dad said to me, and he gives me heck about this even today, he shakes my hand. He goes, "Take care of my daughter." And so the running joke is, Jay, you took that too literally. Like, you can, you know. And so, but yeah, we spent 6-7 weeks in Costa Rica fishing, and which was a huge passion of mine. She had never really done anything like that before. And so me taking her bass fishing now, it's not like, doesn't even hold up. I mean, we were reeling in stonefish and got to see some marlin and mahi-mahi. And it was an amazing experience. But we came back from that and we're like, all right. She was living in South Carolina. I was living in Birmingham at the time. And we moved in together, and the rest is history, as they say. That was in 2008, and we've been together since, and we have 3 kids now. So it's quite a, and we continue to travel. So that's part of our lifestyle. As I got kicked out of the W-2, we took that time to just start living a nomadic lifestyle, and we've been traveling for about 3 years now. So every six months we'll be in Florida in this familiar scene that you see, one of my favorite places on the planet. And the other 6 months is we're usually on the road doing something. It's incredible.
That's fantastic. And I don't think I know the story of, one, your wife also, what she does with your real estate investments, how involved she is in W2 Capitalist as well, and kind of what that journey looked like of you buying your first property and realizing, hey, I can spend 6 months traveling around the US, the world, and I don't have to manage my property. I can manage it from anywhere, remotely.
Anywhere. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about that story.
So I'm like most guys. I struggle asking for help. I don't know if your husband has this or you know this about your husband, but most guys struggle asking for help. And she manages our most important property in our system, and it's our short-term rental, right? And she knows that I do better. Like, a lot of stress and anxiety goes away. I just don't know what's going on, and I'm just okay with learning about the bookings, right? So that's the idea. And so she handles that portion of it. And the rest of our portfolio, long-term rentals, is what I handle. And as far as being involved in the W2 Capitalist community, I struggle with asking for help. So here's one thing that frustrates the heck out of me about her is I'll grind on an issue, and I'm learning to shorten this timeline, but I'll grind on an issue. It could be for my rentals. It could be about the community, and it'll be weeks go by, and I've just had it, right? And I'll go to her and I'll explain to her the situation. And she says the most brilliant like response. And I'm like, okay, another example of why I should have came to you weeks ago or whatever with this issue. So she's involved very little in those aspects of the business, because she was also like, I've got to find a great like executive title to be a household, because we homeschool our kids, which allows us to travel, right? So a 9, 6, and a 4-year-old, it's a lot, right? And so it's a lot. So she's got a lot on her plate, and she's willing to help. I got to learn how to ask. Better help. But she handles the short term rental, everything about it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Now, I want to move over to W2 Capitalist because you don't ask for help, but you give a lot of help. So you help others get into real estate investing. So why did you decide to go that direction and provide others with that support? Walk us through a little bit of that. And then I want to get into your rental properties and kind of over time, how you built up your portfolio.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So the reason I help or want to help a lot of people, it stems from my grandmother, and she was always a giver, always a giver. And I think just being around her, you know, early on age and to the time she passed, it's just something that she implanted in me. Hey, you know, you got to service other people. It's a very godly woman, very religious woman. And it was just of her nature to service other people, right? Like help them out. And so I think a lot of where that comes from is deeply rooted from me interacting with her. But let's be completely, and I heard this from Zig Ziglar this morning, because he ran into somebody that said, hey, your number one objective is to help as many people as you can, live the life as you can. He goes, no. He goes, while I appreciate the accolades, my number one objective is to make a profit, because every business has a responsibility to make a profit. And it's because of those profits, we can focus on our number one priority. And our number one priority is helping as many people as we can. I was like, I'm going to post that. I'm going to, you know, because it just really spoke to me. But the reason that I want to help as many people as I can is because of how and reason why we got started investing. And, you know, there was a trifecta of events that led us to our first property. And it was, we got married in September. We found out we were having our first child in January. The company that I was a principal, I was like employee number 5. We were acquired in April. That acquisition did not go smoothly whatsoever. And it made me just want to leave the W2 world altogether. Now, for people who had equity in the company, they did very well with it. Now, being a principal doesn't mean necessarily that you had equity in the company. And I learned a very valuable lesson through the whole process. And so I was in the IT world, and, you know, the IT world has really just become a commodity standpoint. Let me back up. We were the managed service IT world, right? So not developing amazing software like y'all are doing that really changes people's lives. Because I can tell you how much this has changed my life financially and from a stress and anxiety point. But we were a managed service provider, so we were providing hardware services, support services, things like that. We worked for several venture capitalists that focused on top dollar, or bottom dollar, not necessarily the well-being of their employees. And so it was not a good experience. And we kept getting acquired and kept getting acquired and kept getting acquired. And it was one of those things like, man, I gotta figure a way out, you know? Yeah. And after that first acquisition, that just led me to, you know, one night we're laying in bed and how do people get rich? You know, we're living paycheck to paycheck and get out Google. And it was just like, well, Rich Dad Poor Dad kept coming up, read the book, and then we closed on our first rental when our first one was 3 weeks old. So
So there's no excuse for others not to get involved because you had sleepless nights and you still were able to get that first rental.
Yeah, we learned a lot from that experience. But yeah, new parents, you know, I have a lot of different conversations with folks who want to get involved or involved and they want to grow. And the only person that I give a pass to is the single mother who has multiple kids, you know, and she's working several jobs. But other than that, I believe that everybody can do this, right? And I came from a very middle class upbringing. My dad worked as a fireman. My mom worked as an office manager for a medical practice. And so very, very much a middle class upbringing. What hit me so hard with Rich Dad Poor Dad was, you know, I had the dad that said, hey, we can't afford that. You know, and then when I heard, how can we afford it? I mean, that just little change in verbiage just dramatically changed my outlook on things. And so now when we look at a property that we can't afford, right? It's like, well, how can we afford it? How can we?
But it's a good deal. Care?
It's a good deal. Yeah, as long as it's a good deal, right? As long as it hits a criteria and it cash flows like we want it to, how can we afford it, right? And that's the conversations we have now is how can we afford it?
That's fantastic. So how big is your portfolio now, Jay, if you don't mind me asking? And tell me about that journey into managing the day-to-day of your properties and where are they located? I mean, I know you travel six yeah. months of the year. Where are your properties located compared to where you are?
Yeah, so we're right now in what we call home is the panhandle of Florida, right? And we're in Gulf Breeze. Our properties are in Alabama. So they're about an hour and a half, 2 hours from here. And so even though when we're local, we're still an hour and a half, 2 hours away. What was your original question? I'm sorry, what was
Yeah, the question was the now that with those properties, what was your journey in managing them after you acquired them?
Yeah, so I was extremely fearful to manage properties. And I battled a couple of different things. Number one, time, right? We're now we have, you know, I think we bought a couple of, we bought one property a year for the first 3 years. And then we started kind of slowing down and getting a little bit more strategic and trying to grow. You know, we bought a couple of single families, small multifamily, and then we wanted to go bigger and do some syndication with a multifamily. That was your question, is what does your portfolio look like today? So our portfolio has changed quite a bit. So we took advantage of the market and sold off quite a bit of our portfolio and took that money and put it into more passive terms. So we started investing in some syndications as limited partners, and then we also started doing some private money and hard money lending. Okay. With those funds to just to get a little more passive, not have to worry so much about the day-to-day. So that's kind of where we're at. But our portfolio as it stands today, we're a joint venture partner in a 16 unit where I'm the managing member. We use Hemlane to manage that one. It's in a tertiary market. And so if you're listening to this or watching this and you're like, well, I'm not in a market or a major market, I can't use Hemlane. Yes, you can. And when I say tertiary market, there's 8,000 people in this community.
Wow, so 8,000.
Yes. Yeah. And it's one of our best performing properties now that we use Hemlane to manage it and not a property manager that was stealing from us. That's a big difference. So we have that one. And then my wife and I have a fourplex for long-term rental and then a short-term rental. And that's it. And so the rest of it is divided up as limited partners and syndications in Waxahachie, Texas, Columbus, Ohio. There's one that I'm forgetting about, which is kind of bad. And then we do hard money and private money loans with the rest of our funds. But that's kind of what our portfolio looks like
today. Great. And, you know, it's really hard, I think, for people to get over the 10 unit, the 10 door. You typically see that's really that impetus for people to get there. Talk about that journey on the management side and the day to day. Kind of what are some of the key insights that you've learned? And now, of course, you're using Hemlane. So what are some of the things that you found were kind of these aha moments with the change? And the reason I bring that up is Hemlane is something different, right? Where we aren't completely just software. We're also not a traditional manager. We keep you in the driver's seat to have control of decisions. So walk me through a little bit about that management journey.
Yeah, so we've bought those first three original properties. We managed them, and I absolutely hated it. We were not using Hemlane at the time. I think we were still collecting checks and maybe even driving to a couple of properties to collect cash. And so no way we could do that today, you know, with our current lifestyle. And so when we started getting bigger properties and more properties, we turned to professional property managers and turned the entire portfolio over to them. And, you know, you just have to be real careful about who you use for that. And you know, the old saying is true. I know Hemlane caters to property managers and self-managing.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, I don't know that I'll ever use another property manager. I think I'm going to do everything myself with, you know, unless Hemlane goes away or gets acquired and the software falls to crap. But it is one of those things where, you know, you're not going to take care of your property like anyone else is. I mean, you will take care of your property like no one else will, is what I meant to say. And we found that out with even the property managers. We thought we're doing a good job. When we do like a surprise inspection or go by and see them, like, hey, there's some shingles missing off the roof. Like, what's the deal? They're like, oh, we didn't know that. And turns out there were some leaks inside that the tenants had been reporting and they didn't do anything. Well, the leaks inside were probably coming from the shingles missing off the roof. Like, what's, you know, so that ultimately I didn't want to manage because we had, you know, kids, I had a day job and whatnot. And it was, you know, I had listened to all the podcasts and I was not prepared to get, you know, the 2 a.m. phone call about a leaky toilet. Like, I didn't want to have to deal with that whatsoever. And so we turned it over professional property managers. What led me to Hem Lane is we found out that the property manager we were using was stealing from us. And a couple of things around that. The reason why we knew that was we had tenants who were living there over a year, had never paid rent, no notices notices to pay or quit had been served. They weren't on a payment plan. They weren't making any payments. We got to talk to the tenants. Tenants say, no, I'm paying.
Wow.
And I've been told or instructed to only pay with money orders and I have to mail these into the office. I can't deliver them. So, okay. So, long story short, they were fired. Right. And so I came to Hem Lane thinking, man, I really don't want to take this on. I feel like I've got to be in control of everything. And I started using, you know, software, and there was a transition for me, like making sure everything went according to plan to me, like lose again, I don't know how to ask for help. Right. But the service coordinators that y'all have are just so amazing at what they do. It's like, okay, they handled that a lot better than I would have. What else can y'all handle? You know, so I really fell in love with the software, the system. And so it's made, I think I've made this comment to you before, is like when I'm using Hem Lane, I don't feel like I'm self-managing. Like, there's a whole team of people behind me that are going to take, you know, like that first line of defense with issues that come up. Right. And we got to talking about Eviction Guard today. I was like, I don't use it because I hadn't had to yet, but maybe I need to look up, you know, sign up for it as one more thing that I can outsource and not have to worry about. And so that it's been a total transition, right, from driving to properties and collecting checks and cash to managing. The summer we were out in Montana and which was about 2,000 miles away from our properties, right? And I wake up one morning and there is, I think it was in Montana, maybe we're in Colorado, doesn't matter. Still very far away. And I wake up one morning and there is there's an email from about 2 o'clock, says service request, leaky toilet, right? And I was like, oh crap, I got to deal with this. And I keep scrolling through my email. And it was about 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The plumber had already been there, fixed the issue. My tenant got to go to work on time. And it was all because Hem Lane took that first line of call and they followed the guides or you know, the instructions that we had or y'all have already implemented. And I didn't have to worry about any of that. You know, and the story I told today was after 10 years of being a landlord, I get my first 2 o'clock, you know, middle of the night running toilet issue, and I didn't have to deal with any of it. And so it's just, you know, and it's incredible. It's just so such different. You know, I build these stories up in my head, like how horrible things are going to be with self-managing and whatnot. And so far they've all just been lies. I mean, I got to share today. We had a tenant who, for some reason, they have a crack in their bathtub. I don't know how, and it's one of these, you know, inserted pieces, and your team helped mitigate the entire thing. Right. And so, and it took some time to get there, and it's a one bedroom apartment and it's a single dad and a couple of kids. And so getting that in there, getting it replaced out, took some planning to do, you know, and I had to get involved with that. But for the most part, I'm just like, here's the person that's going to do it. And then you guys ran with it and said, okay, let's have him coordinate with a tenant. Let us know when it's done. Give us some videos when you're done. And it's just incredible. It's just totally different. Totally different than what I was expecting.
That's so great to hear. One of the kind of themes and trends I hear on this is transparency. Because before you were out of the loop where you didn't hear things. And of course, with him, because you're in the driver's seat, we want you to step in at any time and say, from what we're doing from an assistance perspective, and say, hey, I actually would like it handled a different way. And so the only way to do that is to provide full transparency and say, this is everything that is going on, and you have the power to handle it all through two different ways. One, you can do it up front, put it in your instructions, and we follow exactly your instructions of what you want. The second way to handle it is, of course, you stepping in, putting some comments in there yourself of, this is exactly how you want me to handle it. Walk me through, from your end, how you feel about that solution. Do you think that works for all real estate investors that you meet with, and kind of the pros and cons that you think of? Because there is the traditional model where you don't hear it all, you just get the check at the end.
Yeah.
And then there's this one. So walk me through that a little bit more, and kind of how you think about that transparency.
Yeah, I personally love it. You know, you're the service pros, and I was going to, I'm trying to think of a couple to mention by name, and they've slipped my mind, but there's been an occasion or two where they've completely handled the situation better than I would have. And there's been other situations where they would come to me and say, hey, how do you want to deal with this? Like there's a situation. And so it forces that camaraderie and teamwork. That I wouldn't expect by signing up, and I'm using air quotes, for a software solution. You know what I mean? Like, and so that is where HemLane is different. Is it for all investors? I don't think so. I mean, there's folks out there who just want to be passive and they're fine with, you know, getting, investing in a deal. But if you're listening to this, obviously you're probably pretty active. I would say, that if you're an active investor and you're looking to build your portfolio, you know, that transparency is key, whether it's with a service provider like HemLane or from your property manager, right? And that's one thing that I struggled with ours that we fired. There was very little transparency.
Yeah.
And now I know why, right? Now I know really why that was happening. And so, you know, another thing I love about y'all's system is, even though a property manager could be on it, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a property manager's on there, they could add me as a user, and I can sit there and see everything that they see. And then, so it's total transparency, where I didn't have that before, right? I would wait for a monthly report that showed up 3 months too late to look at and see.
Yeah, the traditional property management software were built without that transparency in mind. Yeah. And so they actually restrict what the owner can see. And it's a really great point, Jay, because I've always found the best property managers are 1,000% transparent with their owners. Yeah. Because then when something's going wrong, there's no surprises. The owner already knew. And so that's why we found that whether you're a property manager or an owner using HemLane, that it's the same, like the owner can see exactly what the property manager sees. Walk me through a little bit about cash flow and how you think about the cost and pricing of management, willingness to pay for that. Would love to learn a little bit more, because obviously for you, at the beginning of this podcast here, you had mentioned that you were very interested in, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's essentially making a profit first and then serving others and giving back. Because when you have the profit, you can do that. So walk me through a little bit about your cash flow and how you think of property management and cost of that as well.
Yeah. So the guy's name was Zig Ziglar.
Zig Ziglar. Thank you.
Yeah. If you ever listen to his stuff, he sounds like a Southern Baptist preacher. Okay. And so it's very, growing up in Alabama really relates to me. I can really relate to it. But cash flow is our number one criteria that we look for when we're underwriting deals. And it doesn't matter if it's a joint venture or a limited partnership or something we're going to buy on our own. Cash flow is the top test or filter that we put things through. And if it doesn't pass that test, we just, you know, next. You know, let's see what's next. And from, you know, and I to just be transparently share this, when we had our property manager, there was no cash flow. you know, we closed on that property in June. We were able to make a disbursement to my partners and myself in whatever quarter that was, Q3, because of some proceeds that we got back from closing. And then in December, I'm looking at the numbers, you know, the report, or trying to get reports because the November's numbers were a little late. I was like, why? What in the world is going on here? You know, and so we looked at that and kept grinding on it. And there was no cash flow. You know, I was like, oh, come to find out, and I'm using air quotes, tenants weren't paying. Okay, yeah. Well, if tenants aren't paying, then notices should be served. Let's see where the notices are served. Well, we didn't serve any. Okay. But it's, and that's one thing I love about, again, your system. It comes up. I can go in and click report, and a cash flow report comes up. At the end of the month, and here's another thing that it's a very small thing, right? But pulling teeth to try to get a report from a property manager who may be months behind on getting reports. Like, I don't understand why, like, open your system, click export report, whatever the case is. And here's one thing that I think y'all are too good at is on the 30th or 31st of every month, here comes an email with the cash flow report, right? And I'm like, well, we got one more day. Like, should it come on the first or the second? Like, we got one. So it's incredible. And for the price, I think that was your other question, is for the price, is it totally worth it? Totally worth it. I don't even know what we pay now per unit, but I should be hesitant to say, I think you could go up and would still pay. honestly, I guess, yeah, I probably should be careful about that. I want to give you all props, but I don't want our price to go.
I have one final question for you, Jay. Those listening have probably explored Hem Lane, but definitely haven't been on Hem Lane for as long as you have to discover things. How can those listening to this further engage with Hem Lane services, resources? What are some of your recommendations there?
And this is for people who are already using Hem Lane?
Or those who haven't used it before.
Okay. Do you guys still offer the trial, right?
Yep. Do you still have a trial?
Here's what we did is when you make a transition, if you're using another system or if you're using somebody else, is you want to make sure that you're making that transition somewhere around the 15th of the month, the middle of the month. You don't want to do it the first because you're trying to collect payments and you're trying to do, you know, make sure tenants aren't confused, right? And so sign up on the first of the month with your real email address. You have 14 days?
Yeah.
So 14 days to set it up the way you want it to. And then that was another thing. I think you guys did an awesome job. Is like, how do we make this transition? I think there's some templates that we downloaded from y'all's website. And we essentially printed those out, posted them to the door. I made calls to all of our tenants. Hey, did you get the notice? Yes, I got the notice. Okay, go ahead and sign up. Let me know if you have any questions. And just, we had very little issues. The only person that had an issue, this lady, she's in her 80s. She's living in this property for 13 years. And she had to get her niece to connect her bank account. That was the biggest thing, right? And so we don't have any issues like that. We have very little connection issues. Get back to, sorry, I'll do this from time to time. I'll chase rabbits. This is the way my brain thinks sometimes. But sign up. Make sure you're making the transition on the 15th. And look for the templates in Hem Lane. And here's something else I'll offer too. If anybody wants a personalized demo of how I'm using it or whatnot, I'm happy to show it to you. I'm happy to show you like how we're using it, how my partners and I rely on it. Of course, they don't really log into the system. They're okay with me doing it because of how we've turned that 16 unit around. But I like getting in and showing people how, because it's an incredible.
Real data. Yeah,
yeah, and it's real deal. I don't hide anything, I would say short answer form. Reach out to me. I'll show you a quick demo of how I'm doing it. Take us about 30 minutes to go through.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks, Jay. I know those listening would really value and appreciate that, especially because you have work orders in there and requests that have been addressed and stuff like that. So thanks so much. We are beyond impressed with the portfolio you built, the fact that now you get to travel for 6 months and then school your children, all while using Hemlane. It's been such an honor to have you. Anything else you want to mention before we close this out?
If you want to get used to the software, you know, sign up for it. But then there's also, hey, take, you know, you can take advantage of when you make that transition, right? I think when you make that transition that way, because you're still, if you're hiring from a property manager standpoint, you still got some commissions you got to pay for your property manager, and back to cash flow is now that you're making this transition, you get 14 days free.
The big thing with the trial here is that folks can try before you buy. And we haven't seen that with all other models where it's, hey, you're locked into a 12-month contract and you haven't even worked with them to build up that trust.
And we didn't even look at any other model, any other platforms, because this Hemlane came so well recommended. Like, I started asking around and they're like, you just got to use, for what you're wanting to do, you got to use Hemlane. Like, okay, sounds good.
That's so great to hear. Well, thank you, Jay. I know your time is so valuable. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And how can listeners get in touch with you? What is the best way?
Best way, w2capitalist.com. It's everything we've got going on at W2 Capitalist there. There's some options there for you to connect and send me a calendar invite and let's have a conversation. Let's talk about property management. And then if you want a quick demo of how I'm using Hemlane, let's do it. We can do a Zoom just like this.
Thanks so much, Jay. Really appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you, Dana.